USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Deadly Hurricane Dorian causing catastrophic damage. At least 5 people killed in the Bahamas when the storm hits as a Cat 5. Now it weakens slightly and heads toward the U.S. The outer bands hitting Florida right now with wind and waves picking up. Other areas, the Georgia coast, the Carolinas, and Virginia could see lots and lots of rain. 3 million people ordered to evacuate coastal areas.
I would not take any chances with this one.
The governor of Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp, ordering a mandatory evacuation in 6 coastal counties.
Brian, Chatham, Camden, Glenn, Liberty, and McIntosh County, starting at noon today. It also threatens to bring a very dangerous storm surge of 3 to 6 feet.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least 8 bodies have been recovered from a boat fire in the waters off Southern California.
5 people were evacuated aboard a Good Samaritan pleasure craft known as the Great Escape. Currently, 34 people aboard the vessel are unaccounted for.
USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The 75-foot commercial diving boat, identified as the Conception, caught fire early Monday morning near Santa Cruz Island, California, trapping most of the victims below deck in their sleeping quarters. Board member Jennifer Homendy of the National Transportation Safety Board is calling on the public for help.
If you have videos or photos, you know, of the vessel or, you know, anything, any information you think is pertinent for us to know, to make sure that you submit that to us. We have received in past investigations great information and a lot of photos and videos that have really helped our investigators in the process.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence reassuring Poland the U.S. committed to protecting the country from Russia. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Poland's commemoration of the outbreak of World War II.
The Vice President speaking there at a joint news conference in Warsaw with the Polish President. He says allies should remain vigilant when it comes to Moscow's election meddling across Europe and around the world. His comments come as President Trump did draw criticism from some allies by calling for Russia to be readmitted to the G7. The U.S. has agreed to increase military presence in Poland after Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014.
Facebook under fire over how it's characterizing statements on a pro-life Facebook page. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The pro-life group Live Action is considering its legal options after one of the group's key statements was labeled false by a fact-checking organization that works with Facebook. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that 2 videos posted by her group that state that abortion is not medically necessary were rated false.
We have doctors, OBGYNs, board certified, who are also featured in our videos who are saying the exact same thing. In fact, thousands of doctors agree with Live Action with me that abortion is not a medical treatment. Of course, abortionists disagree. They say we're doing medicine, we're practicing medicine. But abortion is not a medical treatment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.